1 Corinthians chapter number 7 this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. There's one verse I'd like for us to go to this morning, and then we're going to deal with a very hot topic this morning. Before we read that verse, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of music. Thank you for this beautiful song and the words and the heartfelt melody. Lord, I pray that you might bless your people with song constantly. We ask, Lord, this morning as we look to your word, that you be glorified and honored by what is said and done. And for this we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Excuse me. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7 and verse number 23, a very short verse, but very powerful verse, says, "Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye servants of men." And what I'd like to see there more than anything else is that first phrase, "Ye are bought with a price." You're bought with a price. In August of 1619, and I quote from an article out of a book basically produced by the New York Times called the 1619 Project. And it says, in August of 1619, a ship appeared on the horizon near Point Comfort, a coastal part in the coastal port in the British colony of Virginia. It carried more than 20 enslaved Africans who were sold to the colonists. America was not yet America, but this was the moment it began. No aspect of the country that would be formed here has been untouched by the 250 years of slavery that followed. And that's the end of the quote. I believe that there have been many who have made a big impact on rewriting of our history in the last 20 years especially. As we think about this particular project, they note their intentions, and again I quote, it says, "It's not a year that most Americans know as a notable date in our country's history. Those who do are at most a tiny fraction of those who can tell you that 1776 is the year of our nation's birth. What if, however, we were to tell you that this fact, which is taught in our schools and unanimously celebrated every 4th of July, is wrong? And the country's true birth date, the moment that it defining contradictions first came to the world, was in late August of 1619. Now we look today and we see that literally thousands of our young people are terrorizing our streets. We find that there's no regard for history. There's no regard for the memories of different things through statutes and things that help us to remember, different memorials and so forth. And we have literally a great problem today. These young people, by and large, have been taught exactly what I have said here. They have been taught in public education that we're not a great nation. They have been taught that everything that we have is a result of slavery, and that we have unjustly come to the position that we're in. And so what is taking place is an eradication of those particular things. And so for them, even the heroes that fought for emancipation are a target of their wrath. We have seen on our televisions where they've gotten into the faces of our black police officers and rudely condemned them for standing up for the things that are right and proper. Their tyranny to impose their values by force upon the rest of society is no different than those slave traders. what is being done today is not of any difference whatsoever. If there's something that ought to anger our citizens of all ages and ranks, it's the sin that has bound us and drug us and is dragging us to the very pit of hell. What we need to recognize from this and all that we see transpired in history is the horrible sin nature of mankind. There's not a man living that has not sinned. There's not a person who walks the face of this earth who does not have a sinful nature and is capable of the most heinous of crimes. We all have that capability. We fail to recognize, though we glibly say, well, I'm a sinner, but fail to recognize that that sin is against a holy and almighty God. That's a very deplorable thing as we consider the righteous God in our horrible unrighteousness. And so we need to recognize our sinful nature and what we are capable of. I ask you something this morning. Which is worse? A slave owner that beats his slaves when they didn't perform to his liking? Or the rioter who beats some helpless old woman or attacks a policeman simply for being there? What all this shows us is the total depravity of man. We are bent on our own way, no matter the cost to another. What does that mean? It means we have separated ourselves from an almighty God. It means that we have no hope outside of Him. And you and I need to realize some very important things in regards to these. You know, whether it's a financier that profits from another's loss or a thug who loots a store, both are depraved. It's the story of the centuries. I have recently been reading, it's a four-part series of books on the history of our world. I've been amazed at the many historical things I was unaware of, and much of it having to do with biblical history. And the one thing that stands out over and over again is how men have been willing to oppress other men. As they've been willing to conquer this one or that one, that they might go forward in their lives. It's not just a slave problem. It's not just a problem that occurred in the beginning of our country. It is something that is ongoing in the lives of men and women everywhere. And we need to stop and recognize that. And quit blaming a few people back in the 1700s and the 1600s and recognize it's a problem today. It's a problem amongst those who are looting and burning as they're seeking to impose their will upon somebody else. What is the difference between they and an invading nation? I say none whatsoever. And we have a tremendous need. And that is that humanity might find a cure for the problem that is there. And what we find is there is a cure. We find from our verse here today that there's a magnificent cure. He says, "Ye are bought with a price." You're bought with a price. Many years ago, we teased my daughter, she'll be upset with me. We were on a hayrack ride, and she looked over and saw some cows, and they had tags on their ears. And she says, "Oh, look, they got price tags on them." And so we laughed about it. But do you realize today that there's a price tag on every one of us? And that price tag is, because of our sin, we deserve to die and be separated from God for all of eternity. That's what we deserve. We deserve to be removed from his very presence. And yet we find that he paid a price. You see, that removal is called death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, how's it a gift? Because he paid the price. He paid the price of death that you and I might be free. Is there anything greater than that? I think not. Thank God that he could bring us out of slavery to sin and set us free. And we can have freedom in Christ. Freedom from sin's onslaught. Freedom from its terrible destructive forces. Freedom from its very hell that lasts throughout all of eternity. Thank God we can be free. There was a man many years ago. He was a slave trader. He'd actually been raised by a mommy that was a Christian, but his daddy was not. And he goes off to sea with his daddy. And in process of time, he ends up being the captain of a slave boat. And he's transporting slaves, many of them, into the nation of England. But after some time, through some workings, through one particular happening, he came to realize that he needed Christ. And his life changed. His name was John Newton. John Newton, a former slave trader, was the man who sat down later, after becoming a preacher of the gospel, to write out a poem for his message, and he penned the words, "Amazing Grace." How sweet the sound. And it was something that came up into his soul because of what had taken place. And he understood the marvelous grace of God in spite of what he had been. And he also was able to see the amazing grace that helped many of those slaves through those times. Thank God for his grace. What's the need of the hour? More rioting? I think not. What's the need of the hour? That we have more protests? I don't know about you, I'm sick of protests. We protest everything. Isn't it about time we understand that we, every one of us, have a need? And that need is the amazing grace of God. We need him as our Savior. The only real cure for humanity lie in our understanding of how Jesus bought us out of slavery and has set us free. What's the scripture say? Ye are bought with a price. What's the price? The price was the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death. So who died? Jesus did. And he paid for your sin and mine. There is one thing that must transpire in order for that to be active. We must accept that payment. That's it. We must accept it. You see, I can go out and work and I can find something very expensive. I can wrap it up in very nice paper. And I can hand that to you. But it means absolutely nothing until you receive it. It's not yours till you put out your hand and receive that package, whatever it is. And then you open it and perhaps treasure it. And the same thing is with Christ, for he is our gift. And we have a marvelous privilege to accept that gift of God. How's it transpire? By the amazing grace of God. There's no other way. His amazing grace. The song has been popularized on a number of occasions in our country. Most recently was probably during the Vietnam War. But it's not its popularity, it's its message that really counts. I've heard people sing it who had no understanding of spiritual things, simply because they like the song. But have you met with the amazing grace of God? Say, what do you mean by that? Well, if He's given you a gift, it's by His grace. If He's given you a gift, He's given you something you do not deserve. That's grace. There's another term we sometimes use. It's mercy. Mercy's not getting what we deserve. We deserve punishment. We deserve judgment. But mercy saves us from that. But grace takes us to the next step and the next level as it gives us what we do not deserve. Thank God for the amazing grace that is ours. How does it take place? You're bought with a price. You're bought with a price. The question is, have you accepted the payment? Have you accepted the payment? Don't count on it, but I could go to the bank and I could put several thousand dollars onto your account. I could tell you about it, but as long as you didn't believe it was a reality, you would never draw upon that account. It would mean nothing. And therein lies the problem with the amazing grace of God. It's been put on your account, but you must accept it. Will you do that? I trust there's somebody sitting in their home today, and you understand, perhaps for the very first time, you know what you need to do? Just ask God for the grace that He's promised. Receive it. However you might do that. Somebody says, I don't know what to say. How about saying what's in your heart and the fact that God has something marvelous for you? Let Him have His way today. And then I would very much like to hear from you concerning that. Ye are bought with a price. And to the Christian, be not ye servants of men. We belong to Him. We're His servants. Father, today thank You so much for some moments together. Thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for the grace of God. Thank You for men like John Newton who saw the error of their ways and turned to You. Lord, thank You for the men and women of our nation gone days gone by. Many of them who were slave owners but saw the error of their way and turned from it. And Lord, I pray that You might work in the hearts of our folks today. Help our young people to see that there is something worth living for. That there is, amidst some of the sordid details of tremendous history of this nation. Lord, I pray that You might bring revivals into the hearts and lives of Your people. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.